Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Buried to the Brim by Jen McKinley, narrated by Karen O'Brien. Chapter 1. If I held my left hand just so, I could see the diamonds catch and scatter the light, even the dreary February light in London, into a million tiny rainbows. I, Scarlett Parker, was engaged to be married. My fiancé, Harrison Wentworth, proposed to me a few months ago when we were visiting my parents in Connecticut, and I don't think my feet have touched terra firma ever since. And it's not just because of my spectacular ring, although this cushion-cut Harry Winston did add a little something to the proposal, but rather because after dating all the wrong men, I finally found Mr. Right. I held my hand over my heart and sighed.
"She's doing it again,"
Fee said. She was standing behind the counter in the middle of the hat shop.
"It's like a trance," Viv said, "or perhaps a fit. It'll pass."
I turned away from the front window, where I'd been arranging a new display of spring hats before I got distracted by my ring, and glanced at my cousin, Vivian Tremont, and her assistant, Fiona, Fee, Belton. They were both looking at me as if they were convinced I'd lost my mind. Viv's blue eyes, the only feature we shared, were narrowed and her lips pursed. Her long blonde curls were piled on top of her head in a messy bun, and she was dressed for warmth in a long pale green tunic sweater over charcoal tights and black boots. If I didn't love her so much, I'd loathe her for being so...